The success and longevity of my professional career was due to two constants. I always played for coaches that I respected and admired, and I was always surrounded with a team that was capable of winning. In Oakland, I inherited a championship team with several Hall of Famers, a terrific offensive line of Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Dave Dalby, George Beeler, and John Vella. The receiving core complemented each other perfectly. A Hall of Fame clutch receiver in Fred Biletnikoff, a great tight end was Dave Casper with the ability to block and make big plays receiving. Cliff Branch had tremendous speed, and there was nobody better at stretching defense. The running game was handled by big, tough fullbacks Marv Hubbard, Pete Banaszak, Mark Van Egan, and running back Clarence Davis. The Raider defense was tough and intimidating with Hall of Famers cornerback Willie Brown and linebacker Ted Hendricks. We had two lethal safeties in George Atkinson and Jack Tatum. The kicking game was the best with Hall of Famer George Blanda, kicker Errol Mann, and soon-to-be Hall of Famer Ray Guy. The 1976 Oakland Raiders won Super Bowl XI on January the 9th, 1977, by defeating the Minnesota Vikings 32-14 at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California, before 104,000 spectators. There are many good memories of my time with the Houston Oilers and the New Orleans Saints because of the opportunity to play for O.A. Bum Phillips, a real father figure that made us all better in some way. My entire professional career was both fun and memorable because of the efforts of a lot of people for which I am very thankful.